I'm April Cummings with your latest news. A man convicted of a series of serious sexual offenses is expected to learn his fate in court today. Radio KMAN's Jevy Ebanks reports.
George Martin Slyper was found guilty by a jury in 2024 for rape, gross indecency, assault by penetration, and sexual communication offenses involving a 13-year-old victim. At an earlier court appearance, Mr. Slyper's legal representative argued that he should be permitted to serve any custodial sentence in a UK facility, citing access to specialized mental health services that are not available in the Cayman Islands. The court has not yet indicated whether such a request will be granted, and sentencing remains at the discretion of the presiding judge, Justice the Honorable Marlene Carter. The offences for which Mr. Slyper was convicted fall within the highest category of sexual crimes under Cayman Islands law, carrying the potential for lengthy imprisonment. Cases involving child victims typically attract significant aggravating factors, including breach of trust, vulnerability of the complainant, and the long-term psychological impacts of such offences. Mr. Slyper is set to return to court today at 2 p.m. when the judge delivers her final sentence. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
A potential Grand Harbor development is shut down at the Central Planning Authority's January 21st meeting. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The CPA refused planning permission for commercial and residential buildings on Bimini Drive in Grand Harbor, which used to house the Black Pearl Skate Park, citing that the applicant, through their traffic impact assessment, failed to demonstrate that traffic impact from the proposed development will be at an acceptable level. The board approved an application to modify existing construction plans for condo development Lacovia on West Bay Road. The application will remove 9 private pools at the ground level and modify plans for the basement and lobby building floor plan and elevation. There's a condition that external lighting be in compliance with the approved turtle-friendly lighting plan. Other applications include a retail extension for Kirk Home Center on Eastern Avenue, as well as the Port Authority's pitch to fill an existing ramp and construct a new wall, as well as a new passenger ramp at the Port Authority in Georgetown. Both projects were approved. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full meeting summary online at planning.ky. The Cayman Youth Camarada represents the highest level of achievement in K-Musica's after-school music program. And this Saturday night, they are taking the Harkwell Theater stage by storm.
It's all about education, and you're showcasing the excellence that's been achieved by our students here in Cayman, the elite of our performers here in Cayman, as well as the ones coming in who are going to be sharing the stage, and there'll be workshops and masterclasses taking place in the coming days when these artists arrive on island. So that's something we're really pleased about. So on Saturday, we have our youth camarata, we have the elite strings. This is our youth orchestra that's basically part of our Starlight after-school program.
K-Musica's Glennon Anga is inviting you to be wowed by the Camerata as they play alongside musician students and professors of the Yehudi Menuhin School. Saturday night's show, part of this year's Cayman Arts Festival, is at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.